Notice how he hasn't actually disagreed on a single example that it was taken out of context. He actually is defending or saying that all of them are correct.
Of Crimea was absolutely a justifiable annexation. What do you call Crimea? I call it part of Russian territory. Crimea River, a Russian river. The annexation.
Look, he's joking. Now, to be fair,
he's joking. What do you mean he's joking? He's not. He's defended the opinion like a few days ago. What part of it? What is that a joke? What's the joke? What's funny? What's the joke there? What is he joking about?
There was an article that came out in the Telegraph, which they deleted because it got a little too close to the truth. And in that article, they spoke to Christians in Lebanon who were like, oh yeah, we got no problem with Hezbollah. They protect us from the psychotic Israelis.
What do you mean you don't understand it? You're too stupid to understand your own side? The reason why people were saying it is because people like Hassan hate America. That's the entire perspective they have. So the idea that Russia was going to invade from Hassan's perspective, you can listen to stream, he talks about this. It was U.S. State Department propaganda designed to make people in the West hate Russia. That's it. It was U.S. State Department propaganda to make Russia look like an unhinged aggressor. That's it. That was the rationale.
All right, y'all. I have to say, I am completely and utterly done with Hassan derangement syndrome. Let me just say, as clear as I possibly can, if you are a political commentator and you have a take on Hassan Piker, do me a favor and just shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear it. Nobody wants to hear it.
King.
We shouldn't even be having this conversation. This hopefully will be the last time I have to fucking address this, but I am so sick. We're living in a world where Donald Trump is waging an illegal and offensive war against Iran. The outline of World War III is there for shit show. I don't want to hear it. Nobody wants to hear it. We shouldn't even be having this conversation. This hopefully will be the last time I have to fucking address this, but I am so sick. We're living in a world where Donald Trump is waging an illegal and offensive war against Iran. The outline of World War III is there for shit sure.
Yeah, Kyle, we knew this. That's why some of us were enthusiastically campaigning for and advocating for people to vote for Kamala Harris. Why are you complaining?
Anybody with a functioning brain can see it. China, Russia, Iran versus us and Israel with a hesitant Europe to fucking take a side. Even the Gulf Arab states now are hesitant to sort of take a side. You see the outlines there. The Strait of Hormuz is shut down. Gas is absolutely skyrocketing. Our AI bubble is about to burst seemingly any minute. We have a looming fucking global depression that's about to hit. We have war crime after war crime after war crime being committed on a daily basis. We have fears of a Moab or nukes about to be used in Iran. They're attacking hospitals. They're attacking schools. Israel is stealing South Lebanon right now as we speak. They displaced 1.1 million people. They're bulldozing their homes. They're seizing their land. All this shit is going on. And we're supposed to have a fucking conversation about Hassan Piker. Did you guys see that in 2019
he said this thing
which was really politically incorrect and rude? I don't give a fuck if he was having sex with your grandma in 2019 or 2012. I don't give a fuck. Why are we having this conversation? Why are we talking about him? And so we really had Hassan derangement syndrome hit a peak recently because on The Bulwark, the network The Bulwark, we had Tim Miller, who to his credit, he came out and I think he had the proper take. He was basically saying like, why the fuck are we talking about Hassan? There's an illegal war of aggression going on and Donald Trump's a psychopath. He's demented. He's going to basically drag us all to hell. Like, he's destroyed the country completely. He's working on destroying the world. Let's grow up here. Move the fuck on. Let's not talk about Hassan. So Tim Miller comes out and says that. Well, you have a right-wing Democrat, a Diet MAGA Democrat, as I call them, Sarah Longwell. She was one of the founders of The Bulwark, I believe. And she was mad at Tim Miller. And she goes, well, we got to have this conversation on air because I don't agree with you. What followed was just one of the most frustrating conversations I think I've ever seen. So let me show you a little snippet here. Here's what she said.
It's like, what? We're picking this fight with him now? I'm just like, I could think of a thousand other things I would rather Democrats pick fights about now. Like, why him right now?
Because he's making their life harder. It is people like Hassan are people like Hassan are making Democrats who want to take a stand against this war, right? And who want to probably take a stand against the way that Trump is just sort of like, you know, doing whatever Bibi tells him. They're trying to figure out how to do it in a way where they don't imperil the safety of Jewish people in this country. They're trying to do it in a way that is they don't want to be anti-Semitic. And I'll tell you why Hassan is so dangerous is that what it does is it's exactly what Trump does. It's exactly what Nick Fuentes does and Tucker does. It takes maybe legitimate rage about something, and then it gives them an enemy to put it on. It gives them an out-group to blame for it. And I think you have to be so careful with that so that you're not doing that, which starts with condemning the people who hold the same position as you for reasons that are bad, for
Here's
reasons that are hostile
Here's
to
Jews. Here's where I disagree. Totally disagree. It starts with condemning the fucking war and condemning Israel and condemning Bibi and condemning Trump and being passionate and clear about it. Because then what happens? Then, if you have the credibility then with the voters who were anti-war voters, who were unhappy about the way that they see the bipartisan establishment, and they thought Trump was going to be their savior from this, that there was this some blob in D.C., and no matter which party is in charge, we all get into stupid wars. They thought Trump was their way out of this. And now they're like, Trump's doing the same shit that all the other ones did that we said we didn't want it. He's doing it worse. And so now if the Democrats go to those people and go on those shows, they should be on those shows. Democrats should be begging Joe Rogan or Theo, whoever, to have them on right now. They should be on Manosphere shows being like, I told you, this was stupid. I didn't want to do this. This war is dumb. Our relationship with Israel is too tight. We should be reevaluating it. We should not be getting dog walked into this war. By the way, MBS also sucks, right? Like, you can do that in a way that's not anti-Semitic because it's what has happened.
He's right that the same fucking people who basically were like, oh, we messed up by not treating Joe Rogan like a special little baby bird and going on his show and explaining things to him like he's 3 years old. They're now in retrospect, they go, oh, we should have been open to the podcasters and the brosphere. Why wouldn't we be open to them? We're so dumb. That's how you gain the voters. You go where they are. Like, he's got a lot of people listening to him. We should have went over there. Those same people are now shunning the left-wing Joe Rogan. They're going, I'm going to cancel him. I don't like him. He needs to shut up and never say anything I don't like.
Left-wing Joe Rogan. Nice. True.
And let me quote the worst things he ever said, but out of context, and make him sound like an absolute fucking maniac. Even though anybody who...
His quotes make him sound like a fucking maniac? Really?
He ever said, but out of context, and make him sound like an absolute fucking maniac. Even though anybody who watches his show for one fucking day or two can immediately tell you that the way they try to portray him is psychotically inaccurate. To the point where they're lying.
Any examples of that, by the way? Any actual examples of that? Do you see how it's the same Trump strategy? Like, it's all of these people function the exact same way?
Are lying the way that they portray this man. So, Sean says, my main takeaway from this was the revelation that Sarah has a book coming out on how to defeat MAGA when Kamala lost, following her exact game plan, down to campaigning with Liz Cheney. Tim Miller is the only never-Trumper who has actually truly thought about what happened in 2024.
Like, what is that, two or three personal attacks, basically, on Sarah? Like, she was an ex-Republican consultant for whatever people, and then... was with Liz Cheney, the warmonger. Like, it's like there's no defense of Assange. There's no engagement with anything Sarah says critically. It's just like all of these like pivots, personal attacks, never engage on substance because these people don't have any substance. The bleach has like rotted through his skull and there's just like nothing in there. There's literally nothing going on in there.
That's fucking incredible. So Sarah Longwell supported the idea of campaigning with Liz Cheney. Now she has the nerve to police the boundaries and the borders of the Democratic coalition. How about you go to shut the fuck upsville? How about that? How about you were dead wrong about everything? Kamala came out the gates hot as a motherfucker when her and Tim Walz were doing the rallies and Tim Walz was making jokes about J.D. Vance, having sex with couches, and they were talking about how we're going to ban price gouging for groceries. And they came out hot and aggressive, and they went left. And at that moment, polls came out that had her up 6 points on Donald Trump. Then as soon as the Biden people infiltrated and the never-Trumpers infiltrated, and what happened? Oh, they softened the rhetoric. She stopped talking about the banning of price gouging on groceries. She started talking about having the most...
Like, I'm sorry, but no matter how you look at it, the reason why there was so much energy behind her initially was just because the Biden debate was a disaster and it seemed like things were hopeless. And then bringing in a new person, there was just a lot of energy around that. Like, it was just a lot of energy, a lot of excitement just because of everything that was going on. The idea that, oh my God, they were so popular because they were so far to the left. But then when they started coming back to the center, that's why they lost their momentum. It's so stupid. It's such an unserious, so stupid.
Lethal military in the world. She had on...
Nobody was listening to Kamala say that and think, oh my God, she really said that? That we should have a lethal military? I want the U.S. military to be weak and impotent. Like, it's so stupid.
She started talking about having the most lethal military in the world. She had on... she was out there with Liz Cheney all the time, which, by the way, netted her fucking zero voters, probably lost more voters. Like, for fuck's sake. Hello, this is the Democratic Party. Most of us lived through the fucking Bush years and we saw the horrors and we hated the fucking neocon warmongers. And your brilliant idea was to bring a neocon.
Remember, this is a guy who said openly that he didn't vote for Biden in 2020 and then made a strong endorsement for Jill Stein in 2024, by the way. But, you know.
Ilhan warmonger and say, I'm with these people who you fucking hate. And so the fact that she has the nerve to go out there, like, she's policing it. Bitch, you got here yesterday. Like, you got to the coalition yesterday. Are you kidding me? Okay. We also have this. It's Politics Says, and people wonder why some never-Trump Republicans are not the best allies. Listen to Sarah Longwell. She came yesterday to the Democratic Party, and maybe she doesn't agree with the majority of positions of the base, like Medicare for All, taxing the rich, and decoupling from Israel, but she gets to pick and choose what people are in the tent. Get the fuck out of here. So here's another clip that went viral. Here we go.
Should he be in the tent or out of the tent is a question of like, okay, who is this guy? What does he believe? What does he talk about on what is a relatively popular streaming site? And I'll just give you a flavor of some of the things.
Here come the smears. Here come the out of context quotes. Let's get it.
Things that pop up.
I'm sure he's going to give additional context to every quote that comes up too. Please. Okay.
From Hassan's critics that I have seen and that I think are quite terrible. So America deserved 9/11, dude.
It's the CIA concept of fucking blowback is what he's talking about. No, he's not. Pro Al-Qaeda, pro Osama bin Laden.
Okay, so you're just justifying the quote then. It's not out of context, no? By the way, it's a semi-defensible quote. I've said as much. Of all the edgy Hassan takes, you can defend it. But that's not out of context then. That's what he thinks, right? Is that America engaged in actions that warranted or that basically led to 9/11, right?
Laden, pro terrorist attack against civilians in the United States. And the only reason why you're implying that's the case is because you're an Islamophobic hag bitch.
Oh, she's Islamophobic. Oh, that's why we hate Hassan, because she's Islamophobic. Oh.
His name is Hassan, so you think you can get away with a quick one by pretending?
Oh, that's why. Oh, because his name is Hassan.
He's pro-terrorism. No, in fact, on his show,
he's literally pro-terrorism. He interviews terrorists and sucks them off. He literally was talking about how based Hezbollah and Nasrallah were, and how he's talking about how Hamas are freedom fighters and blah, blah, blah. We've seen the streams, dog. Holy shit.
To get out against terrorism daily, okay? This is why he covers the genocide in Gaza, where they're murking civilians on a daily basis, because he's anti-terrorism. He doesn't want any harm to be done to any fucking civilians. Uh-huh. And the fact that you didn't realize he's referring to the CIA concept of blowback says everything about you and fucking nothing about him. Jesus Christ.
On China, he says, we hyper-focus on the social repression.
He's playing like Trump's strongest defender, right, for Hassan. This is like a Jack Posobiec or a Sean Hannity tier defense of Trump, except it's Kyle Kulinski for Hassan.
And fucking nothing about him. Jesus Christ.
On China, he says, we hyper-focus on the social repression or the civil liberties, or not even civil liberties necessarily, but free speech and things like that. But in terms of good governance, there's a lot we can learn from the way they perform out there. At least
that's just literally factually correct. That's like not even arguable. That's not even
ways or not even civil liberties necessarily, but free speech and things like that. But in terms of good governance, there's a lot we can learn from the way they perform out there. At least
that's just literally factually correct. That's like not even arguable.
Okay, so that's the second. So you don't disagree with that one. Okay, you don't disagree with that one then. Okay.
Well, that's not even debatable. They have all these fucking beautiful high-speed trains where they built out all of the infrastructure since like 2008 until today. It's a fucking modern marvel of engineering. It's phenomenal. That's the shit he's talking about. Mm. Hey, look at the high-speed trains. Look at the state-of-the-art airports. Look at how their mid-level cities now mog the shit out of our fucking top-level cities. That's what he's talking about.
Well, in what ways? I mean,
you're trying to
in some ways, yeah, sure. There are European places that do this as well. But is that really the guy who got the little red book from his state-sponsored CCP tour guide? That's the only thing he's talking about with regards to China?
Make some banal, factual observation, like controversial and unacceptable. This is the sort of cancel culture bullshit that all you idiots said you would stop doing after the 2024 election, and yet here we are.
And he has a lot of very pro-China takes.
Oh! He's able to call a spade a spade? Don't you know we're supposed to shut our brains off and say everything ever about China is evil and wrong and bad?
There's one that he says was a little bit taken out of context, but he says, doesn't matter.
Okay, so that's another one. So far, nothing has been taken out of context. Kyle Kulinski just agrees with everything that's been said, okay?
Fucking evil and wrong and bad?
There's one that he says was a little bit taken out of context, but he says, doesn't matter if the fucking rapes happened on October 7th.
When you admit before you do the smear that, well, this one's out of context. How did you let those words come out of your mouth?
But do you see why it's never worth it with these types of malicious actors? There is no, you can't make a concession that's going to ever say anything, right? He doesn't actually care that she would qualify that, right? There's no point in hedging or qualifying. It literally doesn't matter because they'll still get you on it, right?
Oh my days. How did you let that escape your mouth? Well, I know this one's like a smear and it's totally out of context, but I'm going to try it anyway. Oh my God. His point was that wouldn't justify a genocide. Even if there were rapes on October 7th, that doesn't then justify carpet bombing babies. That doesn't justify murdering untold numbers of civilians, shooting people who wave white flags, starving people to death, bombing World Central Kitchen workers and hospitals and schools. Okay? That is the most banal observation I think I've ever heard. Like, who would say, oh, if a bad thing happens here, you're allowed to genocide them back? No, that's not a thing. That was his point. I don't know why, like, again, people, they clip chimp and clip farm and think like...
Is that not what she is about to go on to say? Didn't she say that it's a little bit out of context? And is she going to provide that context? Is that...
Oh, this is going to get him. It's not going to fucking get him. And again, all you have to do, and I'm not even kidding about this, watch one day of Hassan's stream. Two at most.
There's a guy who watched Hassan stream for 7 days. We watched that video.
And you'll walk away going, oh, they've been lying about literally everything about this man the entire time.
True.
Like, they're just lying. They're just lying. I know what he believes. I've seen enough of him talk. Mm-hmm. I don't need you to take these out of fucking context clips and play the gotcha game. And you think that that's going to change my opinion on what I've seen with my own two fucking eyes.
That doesn't change the dynamic for me even this much. So that's the other part of this problem that many people can't contend with. Like, the Palestinian resistance is not perfect. They're not, like, so good. They have magical bullets. I don't know what that means. He says Hamas is 1,000 times better than Israel.
Literally, he's talking about math. How many people died on October 7th? Like, what, 2,000? And what's the minimum number they talk about now?
Like, so it's not out of context. Also, nobody in the entire history of the planet thinks of conflict like this. This is, by the way, well, I'm going to say, it's not really a neo-Nazi argument. Like, everybody who wants to be a disingenuous will use this argument. But this is an argument that people will say, oh, well, actually, the true victims of the war were how many Germans were killed, you know, when the Allies invaded, and look how many people died in the Dresden bombings and all this shit. Like, these are the arguments these people make. You never measure this in terms of just raw death. It doesn't make any sense. If somebody does a terrorist attack on your country and kills 5,000 civilians, you don't think, like, okay, well, I'm going to go to war with them, but once we've killed 5,000, we're done, because it's got to be equal exchange. Like, what the fuck is this? This is such a stupid fucking argument. Like, it's such a brain dead. I can't even believe, I don't even know why I'm saying this.
Like, what, 2,000? And what's the minimum number they talk about now on how many are dead in Gaza? 70,000? 80,000? In reality, I think it's like at least 200,000, by the way, for the record. That's what I think.
Okay, true. 200,000. Yes, true, King.
It is at least 200,000. But let's go with the low number of like 70,000. It's a mathematical reality. That 70,000 innocent people being murdered by the Israeli government is...
Even Hamas doesn't make that claim, that all 70,000 are innocent. Even Hamas doesn't make that claim. I like how Kolinsky is giving this as, like, the lower bound number when he's still exaggerating so much out of it. But okay, buddy.
A much higher number than about 2,000 being killed by Hamas on October 7th. That's the point! Are you now going to proceed to argue against math? Is that what you're going to do?
Oh, it's just math! It's just simple math! It's just math! It's just math.
Please try. Let me see how that works out for you.
On Hezbollah, he said, overall, what's my favorite flag? Hezbollah. Look it up. I'm not even kidding. It's actually a dope flag. It's got an AK on it and a fucking hand holding
it. Tim Miller is laughing. Why? Because when you talk about something like this, it's literally just how a flag looks. That's a fucking joke. Okay? And that's why...
What's the joke, though? What's funny? What's the joke? Notice how it's so funny, because I said at the start of this, I said, I wonder if Kolinsky is going to actually give an example, because nobody ever does. To Kolinsky's credit, he actually is going through them one at a time. But notice how he hasn't actually disagreed on a single example that it was taken out of context. He actually is defending or saying that all of them are correct. So nothing is actually out of context here. He just agrees with all of it.
Tim Miller is laughing. Again, what? Like, they're trying so fucking hard and they're getting absolutely nothing. And by the way, don't take Hassan's word for it. There was an article that came out in the Telegraph, which they deleted because it got a little too close to the truth. And in that article, they spoke to Christians in Lebanon who were like, oh yeah, we got no problem with Hezbollah. They protect us from the psychotic Israelis.
What, like, you think that's the average opinion of somebody in, like, Central and Northern Lebanon? They're like, oh, we love Hezbollah. Yes, we love Hezbollah living down here. Thank God. If it wasn't for Hezbollah, Israel would be attacking us every single day and blowing us up and killing us. Oh, my God. Well,
they thought we're going to go talk to the Christians in Lebanon, and they're all going to say Hezbollah's evil and wrong, and they're bad, and they're terrorists, and they're rapists, and they're this, and they're that. And they were like, oh, no, they actually protect us from the Israelis, and they do Christmas celebrations, and they put up a Christmas tree, and they're all very nice to us. Like...
ABL Energy. Anthony Brian Logan. That guy was like, actually, in the South, the KKK, you know, they brought my family Christmas presents. Remember that argument? My God.
And, like, I know that the whole thing about being a right-winger is that you're a fucking idiot and you're incredibly ignorant about the world. But this is really something. You think you're in the Democratic tent and this is how you talk? You think you're in the Democratic tent? Please.
On Dan Crenshaw losing an eye in Afghanistan. what the fuck is wrong with this dude? I also dislike Dan Crenshaw, but I would not say this. Didn't he go to war and like literally lose his eye because of some Mujahideen, a brave fucking soldier, fucked his eye hole with their dick?
Okay, fuck Crenshaw. That's all I have to say about that one. Fuck Crenshaw. But also, it was not out of context, okay?
All right, y'all. New Kyle rule. You're allowed to say whatever the fuck you want to say to joke about how evil Republican politicians are. There are literally no lines when joking about how evil Republican politicians are. And if you have a problem with it, there's this little thing called free speech that I'm going to introduce you to. And by the way, as you're about to see here, Tim Miller is laughing at this one as well.
Because of some Mujahideen, a brave fucking soldier fucked his eye hole with their dick. Aunt Israel being full of inbreds.
This is supposed to make people not like him? This is supposed to make people not like him. Oh my God. This next one too. This is another sad attempt at a guy. You ready?
You are left with a country that is packed to the fucking gills with the most inbred, uneducated, ultra-nationalist, rabid, Haredi population. On Russia's annexation.
Okay, so he's talking about the ultra-Orthodox, right? This is an
annexation.
Okay.
Uneducated.
Got you ready?
You are left with a country that is packed to the fucking gills with the most inbred.
A country that is packed to the fucking gills. Packed to the fucking gills. What does that mean? Like 1% of the population? What does that sound like when somebody says this country is packed to the fucking gills with what percentage of the population you just guess that as?
Uneducated, ultra-nationalist, rabid, Haredi population. On Russia's annexation.
Okay, so he's talking about the ultra-Orthodox, right? Mm. This is another Kyle rule. Sorry if this one offends people out there. Mm. You are allowed to joke around about how stupid and evil every single fundamentalist religious group is. Mm. No, you're not going to push us into the corner. You're not allowed to say that. I will say whatever the fuck I want about fundamentalist Christians and fundamentalist Muslims and fundamentalist Jews. Fundamentalists are fucking weird, dog. They're weird, they're fucked up, they're strange, they dress funny, they smell. There's a whole lot of... All the fundamentalists of all the different religions are fucking creepy. You know it, I know it, everybody knows it. I'm secular, bro. I'm secular. People can live however they want to live, but I'm allowed to have opinions about that. And I'm-
all of them? Even George Floyd? Just kidding. What do you say? He might, actually. I don't know, because he's an atheist guy. Does he say the same about any of the Muslims ever? Because I wonder if he would call that Islamophobic. Hmm.
I'm allowed to joke about that. And that's what Hassan was doing when he was calling them inbred. Okay? Like, again, I'm so sick of the fake outrage. I'm so fucking sick of it. Where we have a demented president, likely has Alzheimer's, who's this close to nuking an entire country of 90 million people, and we're supposed to talk about Hassan Piker's jokes and be outraged? I can't. I can't, bro.
Annexation of Crimea was absolutely a justifiable annexation. What do you call Crimea?
Oh man, how does he do this one? Woo! Woo! So far, nothing out of context, just funny jokes and defensible stuff, but okay, go ahead. Whew, okay. Kyle, you can do this. Remember your Jill Stein endorsement, okay?
I can't, bro.
Annexation of Crimea was absolutely a justifiable annexation. What do you call Crimea? I call it part of Russian territory, bitch. I call it Crimea River, a Russian river. The annexation of-
Look, he's joking. Now, to be fair, he...
Wait, he's joking? What do you mean he's joking? He's not. He's defended the opinion like a few days ago. What part of it? What is that a joke? What's the joke? What's funny? What's the joke there? What is he joking about?
Absolutely was incorrect with his prediction.
Oh my God, I was going to make this prediction that he would say this. Oh, but I didn't think he actually would. Fuck, I was going to say this. This would have been a pre-watch moment. I was going to say, Kyle Kulinski is going to say that Hassan actually walked back this statement because he was wrong about the invasion of Ukraine. But that has nothing to do with this. I didn't make that prediction because I didn't think he would actually say something so stupid. It's such a dumb thing to say. That has nothing to do with his claim. It's a totally different thing.
The annexation...
Look, he's joking. Now to be-
because it doesn't matter because Crimea was invaded in 2014, Kyle. Not in 2022. Crimea had already been invaded. It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense to say he walked back the Crimea joke.
Fair, he absolutely was incorrect with his prediction of what would happen. He thought that Russia was not going to invade Ukraine, which he was wrong, by the way. Pat myself on the back on that one. I kind of thought they were. I didn't understand why people were going out on a limb and saying, like, they're not going to invade. Well, then why are they doing the troop buildup on the border?
What do you mean you don't understand it? You're too stupid to understand your own side? The reason why people were saying it is because people like Hassan hate America. That's the entire perspective they have. So the idea that Russia was going to invade from Hassan's perspective, you can listen to the stream, he talks about this. It was U.S. State Department propaganda designed to make people in the West hate Russia. That's it. It was bullshit. It was U.S. State Department propaganda to make Russia look like an unhinged aggressor. That's it. That was the rationale.
Right. So I think he was factually wrong about that. He would admit he was factually wrong about that. But this just sort of sounds like jokes. And I think at this point, Hassan, if you were to ask him, I think he would say, no, Ukraine has every right to defend themselves. And
this is 3 days ago?
what is this? The Ukraine takes galore? Buddy, no one fucking cares. The irony is, like, my Crimea position is, like, established as fact now, okay? I don't know why there are still, like, Ukrainian influencers that are like, oh, it's our opportunity to fucking once again talk about Hassan and claim he's, like, super fucking pro-Vladimir Putin or whatever.
I also just like this framing of, like, God, like, are we still talking about Ukraine, Russia? Meanwhile, every fucking day.
This is a lost cause. In some ways, it's identical to...
This is a lost cause, the lost cause of Crimea that's been taken for 10 years or 12 years. Meanwhile, Israel-Palestine, that's definitely not a lost cause. One more Arab war, they're going to... One more terrorist attack, and Israel's going down.
The way people talk about Israel and, like, defending Israel in the Western world, you know? It's so, so ridiculous, okay?
Thank you, Kolinsky. He absolutely walked this take back. Thank you for that one, Kolinsky. True.
Ukraine. Well, then why are they doing the troop buildup on the border, right? So I think he was factually wrong about that. He would admit he was factually wrong about that. But this just sort of sounds like jokes. And I think at this point, Hassan, if you were to ask him, I think he would say, no, Ukraine has every right to defend themselves. And Ukraine in this...
That's not the question, though. That's not even what was being asked, but okay.
...since are the victims and Russia is the imperialist aggressor. I think he would admit this because
yeah.
It's true.
No,
right?
He wouldn't.
It's true. In this scenario, like,
oh,
Russia is Israel and Ukraine are the Palestinians. And so if you support...
Almost as bad as the comparison to Iran, but okay, buddy.
...fighting oppression, you would back... The Ukrainians, right?
Black people care about the border. I don't give a fuck what black people care about. Black people care about this. Black people care about
this. Is like completely out of context. If my
wait, what's the context on this one?
Memory serves me right. He was going after black MAGA, being like, oh,
what? I thought he was annoyed by black liberals that were playing too much into the identity politics because he wanted to focus on the class related stuff.
When it comes to black,
2 minutes. Okay, hopefully this has enough.
When it comes to black folks, you really don't want to talk to. Talk about us unless it comes from voting. When is the last time you spoke about Sudan? I'm gonna fucking ether you.
Sudan. Now, to be fair, conservatives, Black MAGA is really up on Sudan. That's like a big thing for them. Like you guys have heard them, right? Black MAGA always complains about like the conditions in Sudan and stuff.
When it comes to black folks, you really don't want to talk about us unless it comes from voting. When is the last time you spoke about Sudan? I'm gonna fucking ether you. Any other black folk want to engage in radical activist language in this fucking chat? Suck my fucking cock, okay? You stupid fucking radlib. Get the fuck out of here.
Radlib, I think, is a slur we use for MAGA, right? Radlib, I think, is a slur we use for MAGA. Radlib, right?
My fucking cock, okay? You stupid fucking radlib. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of my chat. Fucking stupid, moronic. Fucking rad lib nonsense. Suck my fucking dick. Fuck you.
Okay. Hold on. A minute and a half. More context. There's more context.
You think you have a pass in here to fucking speak like this? Get the fuck out of here.
Hold on. It's coming. The context is coming. I promise.
Dumb fuck. You think I'm gonna fucking baby you?
Wait for it. Hold on.
Go ahead. Go post the fucking clip about how much of a fucking white supremacist I am. Suck my dick.
Yeah, he's definitely talking to a conservative there. It's coming. Hold on.
Annoying. Dumb fuck. God damn, dude. This kind of attitude is so insanely repulsive. Like, what the fuck do you think you're doing? We're talking about fucking creating a larger, broad, people-backed movement and fucking creating solidarity, and you immediately got Root.com article regurgitators in here instantly being like...
Root.com, very popular far-right publication, by the way.
Sweetie, you don't understand black people. Shut the fuck up. God damn. That attitude left a long fucking time ago. It doesn't work, okay? Keep advocating for your own fucking demise then. Fucking standpoint theory ass motherfuckers. Oh my God.
Standpoint epistemology, well-known right wing. Hold on, wait. Somebody said this was not the same black people quote. Was this a different black people quote? Hold on. Oh, wait. I don't know if he brought up the border thing in that one. Wait, this is a different black person clip. Hold on, wait. Sorry.
Like it or not, black people care about the border. Man, shut the fuck up. Black people care about the border. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, he's watching. This is a MAGA rally, I think, that... Who's speaking in the background?
Like it or not, black people care about the border. Man, shut...
I think it's Candace Owens.
Like it or not, black people care about the border. Man, shut the fuck up. Black people care about the border. I don't give a fuck what black people care about. The Democratic Party literally is going to...
Wait, Democrat... He misspoke. He meant Republican Party, I think.
Fucking lose. Even if they don't lose, move the country to a significantly more right-wing position. Oh, black people care about this. Black people care about that. Like, shut the fuck up. That's not how politics works. I hate that. I hate this, like, shield. Okay? I hate this fucking idiotic shield, okay? Oh, well, Hassan, how dare you? Like it or not, black people care about this issue. It's like, it's such a fucking stupid stance, okay? It's such an idiotic stance, okay? It's such an idiotic stance. Nobody operates like this, okay? Black people don't operate like this either. Shut the fuck up. Stop using this as a fucking shield.
Liberals are fucking racist. Okay, he was just... memeing around, I guess. Liberals are fucking racist. Oh, I thought this guy was joking. You seriously think there are no racist liberals? No, I think that there are a shit ton of racist liberals. What is wrong with you? Take your fucking meds, man.
I love how Kolinsky can just fucking lie.
And so if you support fighting oppression, you would back the Ukrainians, right?
Black people care about the border? I don't give a fuck what black people care about. Black people care about this. Black people care about...
This is like completely out of context. If my memory serves me right, he was going after black MAGA. Being like, oh, I don't care what. Because there's some black people who are hard right-wingers. That's supposed to like stop me from opposing them. Like, fuck that. I don't care what these black people think of it. That's what he meant.
Like, it's so funny because you got to wonder. The thing that I like about... I've always said this. Lying is more interesting than telling the truth. Because somebody tells you the truth, they're just telling you what they think. But when somebody lies, like, why would you lie about this? Where did the lie come from? I'm so curious. Did Hassan tell him this? Did his audience tell him this? Did he make this lie up on his own? I don't think I've ever seen this particular lie before. Why would he be confident enough? He prepared the segment for the stream, right? He watched this in advance. So why would he be confident enough to just completely and totally flat out fucking lie about the context of this, where this comes from? Okay, huge retard question. I'm sorry, Destiny. Isn't the question about black people caring about the border talking to black MAGA in a sense? Like, yes, it's still retarded to say, I don't care what the ethnic portion of the voting bloc think in regards to the election, just but black MAGA would be swayed by a strong border, right? No. The issue is, remember, progressives think that every single person in the country would agree with their policy platform, or tankies now, socialists think they would agree with them if they just knew well enough what the policy platform was. But the issue is that a lot of people wouldn't agree with that platform. And even ethnic minorities, of which progressives and then socialists have always said are like their number one champions, are really not in step with a lot of this. So like they want their neighborhoods to be policed, believe it or not. Even black communities had a majority positive view of wanting police neighborhoods. The idea of like abolish all cops and get rid of the police forces or any of these other, or like fuck who cares about anything that happens on the border. That's just not true. Black people, Hispanic people, all these other people care about drugs in their neighborhoods and crime and border shit and illegal immigrants and all that. They all care about this stuff too. That was what was being brought up. Kamala Harris had to speak to the border issue. Unfortunately, because Republicans managed to make it a massive fucking talking point. And Hassan is like, well, we shouldn't care about this. Who the fuck cares? But like, yeah, even minorities in the United States care about stuff like this. And that's what Hassan was speaking to. I don't give a fuck what black minorities think about in the U.S. You need to get on board with our class issues. You nincompoop.
And again, she's trying to frame it like he's racist against all black people. It's just, this is so tryhard.
That, like, shut the fuck up. That's not how politics work. And then I don't know if this is my, I don't know how to, I'm not going to rank these, but this one's a real doozy. Date rape is better if it happens to rich women. If you have these fucking millionaire, billionaire, wasp fail sons, at least taking them out of other colleges so they can only do date rape to other billionaire, millionaire failed daughters is in some respects, you know, from a utilitarian perspective.
I like how Tim Miller's just taking this all in.
Of course, a little bit better. Okay, Piker told off a listener who condemned the massacre on October 7th, a bloodthirsty, violent pig dog suck my dick. Okay, so that's the guy. That's the guy. I do not think any Democrat should look to include him in their coalition. And here's the thing. You mentioned my book at the top. I just wrote a whole book that is going to come out in September. It is 300 pages. It's called How to Eat an Elephant One Voter at a Time. It is 300 pages about how you build a winning coalition.
You gave Kamala bad advice. You are the last person we should listen to
that recommends cozying up to people like Hassan Piker. I talk a lot about big tents. I talk a lot about pro-democracy coalition. But here's the thing. Hassan Piker doesn't actually belong in the pro-democracy coalition.
She's doing the... Takfir, you're not a real Democrat. When she, again, she came yesterday to this party.
Illiberal guy. He's a China, Russia sympathizer who hates women, hates Israel. Like, he's all the toxic things. And I think, and I was listening to you last night, and I was like, my biggest problem with it, because I agree with you in some places, my biggest problem is I felt like you were soft selling who this guy is.
No, you're smearing him and you're lying about him. Now, finally...
So, basically, nothing that was said was out of context. Kolinsky has admitted that in defending almost everything. The one thing that he said was out of context, Kolinsky is just lying about. He just lied about what the background of that to the clip was, but okay.
Let's get to the heart of the matter here, the real truth of the situation. This is what Sarah Longwell really believes. Here we go.
But here was the thing about the cheering that I loved. Speaking of Stonewall, but also...
I should point out, this was just before the election, right before the election, okay?
So I think it's amazing when you get 75,000, presumably, libs on the ellipse, and she's like, we're going to have the most lethal fighting force, and people are like, yeah!
So she loves it when Kamala sounds more like a warmonger than Trump.
Having a lethal fighting force is not being a warmonger. The United States military, whether you're pro or anti-war, should be a lethal fighting force. Like, that's important that we're able to protect ourselves, to protect our allies, to protect trade routes, whether we're talking the Strait of Hormuz, which really shouldn't be in question, or up to the Suez, the Red Sea, whatever the fuck, that the Yemeni fuckers were bombing, right? Like, it's important to have a lethal military. The idea that makes you a warmonger is just stupid. It's just stupid.
That's what she's describing here. So presumably, it stands to logical deduction, she would hate it if Kamala was out there like, I'm anti-war. We're not going to go to war with Iran, right? We're not going to keep arming and funding Israel as they do a genocide. I'm against war.
Like, Kamala was calling for a total ceasefire. That wasn't enough for these guys because, like I said, you can never make enough concessions for these people. And if you think that Kamala would be at war with Iran in the way that Trump is, you're delusional. I'm sorry, you're just delusional.
She would not like that. She's not.
Destiny, do you think it's safe to say that Kyle is a fallen anti-dem rat fucker at this point? I've been saying this for over a year, but my audience doesn't believe me on it, but whatever. It is what it is. But yeah, no, Kyle Kolinsky's always been like fucking permanently brain broken on everything. Domestically, he's okay. But especially as soon as foreign anything gets involved, the Jill Stein chip activates in his brain and he just becomes the most retarded motherfucker in the universe.
Done though. Tell us more.
It's lethal fighting force. And people are like, yeah. And she's like, and we're going to secure the border. And people are like, yeah.
So defeating MAGA by doing MAGA. Defeating MAGA by taking their policies and doing them, but like do them more liberally.
We are going to be leaders in the world and we're not going to let these guys push us around. And I was like, man, the world's really changed.
Did the neocons just take over the Democratic Party?
Don't say that.
Yeah, don't say it.
Did the neocons just take over the Democratic Party? Don't say that. You're putting a little too much truth out there about how...
Like, the funny thing is that, like, one of the nice things about Kamala's campaign was that ideally we were taking back some things that were seen as exclusively Republican. Like, one of the nice talking points, and I think it was a nice talking point, was at the Trump rallies, the flags that they were waving were like, send all the immigrants home or whatever. But at the Kamala rally, there were a lot of American flags. For whatever reason, as sad as it is, being pro your military people and being pro America and being patriotic are like co-opted by the right wing. And it was nice to fight back on that territory a little bit. I think that was a good thing, but...
We want the Democratic Party to be how we want them to be. Diet MAGA. That's what this is. Diet fucking MAGA. In the same way, it's diet neoconservatism from the George W. Bush era, okay? So you want... Say it. You want the Democrats to be more right-wing. That's what you want.
Look, man, she's leaning into, I'm going mainstream, and, you know, whenever she does, there's a couple, you know, price gouging or whatever. I'm like, boo. But, like...
So one of the best parts of Kamala's campaign.
One of the most retarded parts of Kamala's campaign. But again, these people only support retard policy, but okay.
When she was up 6 points and she was talking about how she's going to ban price gouging for groceries.
This was never the reason why shit was getting expensive. This delusional take from lefties that the only reason anything is expensive in the United States is because all these corporations are price gouging us infinitely. And that's it. If we just ban price gouging, everything will be cheap again. It'll get rid of all the inflation. Okay.
She was booing that. Pro-war and pro-price gouging. And she's the one who's going to police the borders of the Democratic coalition. Are you fucking kidding? Have you... No fucking shame. So as Ryan Grimm points out, quote, whenever Kamala Harris does something like price gouging, I'm like, boo, but also whatever. Sarah Longwell, former Republican political operative, boasting that her faction has made Democrats more hawkish, and the cost of that is to once in a while have to hear something they don't like about corporate price gouging. It is one thing to be pro-price gouging because you are a corporate lobbyist. I understand that. But to try to pitch it as something that makes Democrats more electable is comical. Ladies and gentlemen, this woman is a fucking idiot. You know what happens?
It's one thing to be pro-price gouging. True.
What happens when Democratic politicians listen to Hassan Piker, Zoran Mamdani happens. That's how
Kyle, that's only...
Remember when Zoran was solely elected because of Hassan Piker campaigning for him?
In fucking New York, and that can't happen anywhere.
We'll see. Okay. All right. So Leah Greenberg, who is one of the co-founders of the organization behind the No Kings protest, she says, personally, I am team hashtag big tent, but if we're going to start kicking people out of the party on brand/moral grounds, I would like to nominate, number one, the foreign policy team behind the Gaza genocide, and number two, every Dem former elected/staffer who takes a cushy job with an overtly evil company. That includes fucking Kalshi, that includes AI companies, that includes crypto companies, that includes Wall Street, that includes big oil. Here's what she's saying. Oh, are we really going to police these the boundaries and the borders of the Democratic coalition? Well, let's start with the pro-genocide motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Let's start with that, okay?
True.
And let's start with the corrupt sellouts who take big money from the Epstein class.
The
and she's
Epstein
exactly
class.
Fucking right.
True.
That's who gets kicked the fuck out of the coalition. The people who are Diet MAGA Democrats because they just genuinely agree with the right.
Diet MAGA, Epstein class, Hassan derangement syndrome. Like, you want to talk about MAGA light? Here it is, right here.
I'm sorry, but if you're not on the left, you're not with us. We need to have some defining principles and defining policies on what it means to be in this coalition. And from my perspective, you need to be center-left, liberal, leftist, independent, or apolitical. Like, that's it. If you're right of center, sorry, not interested. And the fact of the matter is there are way more of us than there are of them.
But there are so many of them. Trust me, there are so many of them.
People who fit into the coalition I just described than fit into MAGA or any kind of right-wing coalition. And then finally, here's Ro Khanna, and he's asked about this. And I think he does a pretty good job sort of putting into perspective how stupid this entire conversation is. Here we go.
You have made several appearances on a show hosted by socialist commentator Hassan Piker. Some of your fellow Democrats, though, have raised alarms about his views. Here are two members of a left-leaning think tank. This is how they put it. They wrote, quote, no left-wing agitator is more influential and extreme than Twitch streamer Hassan Piker. He's referred to ultra-Orthodox Jews as inbred, employed anti-Semitic dog whistles, bloodthirsty violence.
Epic. Epic. And you know what? Fuck the Orthodox Jews. It is pretty epic. But I guarantee fucking to you that if anybody were to make a comment like this about literally any fucking Arab person, of which I'm pretty sure there are countries where the, just because of how closely knit all of the fucking genetic ancestry is, like you can make arguments for high degrees of fucking inbreeding or whatever the fuck, depending on where you qualify it. I'm guarantee you that Kolinsky would call this Islamophobic 100,000,000%.
Pig dog against an anti-Hamas viewer of his stream, compared liberal Zionists to liberal Nazis and said,
this is so dishonest how they're framing it.
Hamas is 1,000 times better than the Israeli state. Now, Hassan Piker,
again, mathematically speaking, yes, the death numbers, but okay, let's just fucking smear him. Anyway, let's listen to his response.
Some of his comments have been taken out of context, but he largely stands by them. Do you have any regrets about appearing on his show?
None, and I would go again, but I, of course, condemn those comments. I mean, I've described Hamas as a terrorist state, and we need to unequivocally condemn anti-Semitism. But Hassan Piker was at the DNC in 2024, covering Vice President Harris. What should the standard of the Democrats be? Should we not go on Theo Vaughn? Should we not go on Sean Ryan? Should we not go on Joe Rogan? Should we just have these purity tests of canceling folks? The lesson of the last election is we've got to be out there. We've got to engage. It's a complex, messy, multiracial democracy. I will defend my views, but the people who are saying don't engage will cost us future elections.
I think he handled that well. I mean, look, if I was sitting in the chair, I would have taken head on a lot of the lies and smears that were directed at Hassan about how they're just flat out lying about this guy and his beliefs.
Lying, yeah.
But I understand that as a politician, he's in a slightly different situation. But I think he handled that well to say, it was 7 minutes ago that all you idiots were saying, we're going to go on all the podcasts, we're going to talk to all the people, we're going to try to win over everybody. Now, all of a sudden, you're shunning the left flank. So apparently, the outreach to expand the tent only cut to the right, which meant what? All you idiots are just trying to make the party more right-wing, which has been the fucking problem.
By the way, if you look at polling in the Democratic Party, most Democrats want the party to moderate a bit. Like, overweight, it's like 80%. Or 80 or 90% think it's either where it should be or want them to moderate a bit more. It's like 10% are these extreme left people. But
all along, the further left you go, the more you'll win. And the more you'll actually stand for something from a moral perspective and an ethical perspective.
The morality.
Right? The more you'll actually be good people.
Of course.
And by the way, the further left you go, the harder you oppose MAGA.
Wow.
So I'm tired of the Diet MAGA bullshit. I'm tired of the Hassan derangement syndrome. And I need everybody to wake up and realize what's going on here.
California influencer embraced by Dems went on racist anti-Asian rant. Remember, it will never be the call for deplatforming Hassan, and it will always be the call for using him to attack the Democrats, because the Republicans know how insanely important it is to keep him around. This is why Hassan is never going to be banned from any platform. He's never going to be demonetized on any platform. Ted Cruz was tweeting about it earlier. A Democrat candidate for Senate in Michigan thinks it's politically advantageous to campaign with a Marxist Islamist who believes America deserved 9/11. This is today's Democrat Party. Democrat spokesperson Hassan Piker goes off on a Vietnamese refugee who escaped communism.
Suffering under
we watch this, but.
The communist regime, and we believe that...
Okay, fuck you, dude. I mean, seriously, fuck you, old lady. Shut the fuck up, you stupid fucking idiotic old lady with your stupid fucking gamer headset. Who has fucked you harder, America or fucking Ho Chi Minh? Suck my dick, old lady. God damn, dude. Yo, fuck this refugee, okay? Seriously, fuck this South Vietnamese motherfucking whatever, like Christian supremacist psychotic fucking refugee living in America now and able to talk that shit. Why don't you go back and live in fucking South Vietnam in the same conditions, if that's your perspective. Be careful, be careful. No,
I like how the RNC research account calls him Democrat spokesperson.
Okay. Jesus Christ.